You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has suggested Australians who have been vaccinated against COVID-19 could be allowed to travel overseas for work, medical reasons or funerals, and be given the option to quarantine at home rather than in a hotel upon their return. But with only 1.3 million Australians having received a vaccine so far, there were questions about timing, like this one that was put to Treasurer Josh Frydenberg.
You're dangling a carrot there that doesn't exist, considering that the vaccine program is really delayed.
Well, the Prime Minister made very clear that we would obviously follow the medical advice, but he was always also presenting the opportunity that arrives when we do roll out that vaccine more broadly, not just here in Australia, but also around the world. Our desire is to get the vaccine to as many people as quickly as possible.
Scott Morrison's idea is at odds with a warning that came from Health Minister Greg Hunt earlier this week. Mr Hunt warned that even when the entire population is vaccinated, the international border could remain closed.
If the whole country were vaccinated, you couldn't just open the borders. We still have to look at a series of different factors: transmission, longevity, and the global impact.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the government is creating mass confusion.
At the moment, we're getting different responses from the government every day with new announcements, and that's creating enormous confusion in the community.
The cost of hotel quarantine is a disincentive to return to Australia for Rebecca Miskovich, an Australian citizen living in Hong Kong with her young family. She says Australia's attitude towards people in her position lacks compassion.
Australia's just very slow with the rollout because it seems they're not in a hurry to allow Australians to come and visit or return. And similarly, there's no compassion. Like, families are separated. You know, grandparents aren't seeing grandchildren. Partners are separated, and I think a lot of Australians don't realise people work and live all over the world now, but they still want to come back to Australia. We work overseas, but it's our home. A lot of people might not feel like that, but a lot of people do. So not to have the chance to come in, it's quite upsetting.
Anthony Albanese says the Prime Minister makes promises but doesn't always fulfil them.
Well, Scott Morrison, again, an example of promise not matching delivery. Scott Morrison said that Australians would be home by Christmas. That's Christmas 2020. There are more than 40,000 Australians still stranded overseas. This is a government that stands up for its own political interests. It's not on the side of Australians. It certainly hasn't been on the side of Australians who've been stranded overseas and their families who've been desperate to get them home.
Australians are being urged not to jump to conclusions following the death of a New South Wales woman who developed blood clots a day after receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine. The 48-year-old woman was reportedly diabetic, and preliminary tests haven't found a conclusive link to the vaccination. Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, Chris Moy, says around 50 people get serious blood clots each day in Australia that have nothing to do with the COVID-19 vaccine or other medications. He says the health experts need to be left to finish their investigation into the woman's death.
The important thing is that what we have to do is send our condolences to the family, respect their privacy, and really let the medical safety systems take their course, not to jump to conclusions and to really understand that coincidences happen.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.